Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello and welcome. You're watching Tip TV Finance and meet Jenny Hammond, Matt Brown and Zach Mayer. So I want to kick things off with Samsung, but more bad news for the mobile phone provider that struggled after it was had its mobile phones going alight in people's pockets. And now they've got their head who's been arrested on corruption. So Lee J. Young. So what do you make of that, Zach?
Well, the easiest thing, you just buy Apple. It's been a gift to Apple. And the last year was dodgy with the iPhone 7, but they've been saved by Samsung, so you ride that wave of good luck.
Thoughts, Matt?
Positive for Apple. I mean, and bad news again for Samsung. You know, exploding phones, you know, corruption, etc.
That's actually good news for the Google phone because now they need more competition because, you know, iPhones can't just dominate the market. So maybe it's the end of Samsung and Google phone will be up there soon.
Bring back the Nokia 3210.
There you go. Okay, moving on to the slides. Let's see what we've got. So budget airline Wizz Air chooses Luton for its first UK hub amid booming demand for trips. And that's according to This Is Money. So what do you think the significance of that is, Zach?
Well, anything is better than Stansted, number one, because that's just literally going to the back and beyond, unless you live in Essex. But the situation here, it's a bit of a mixed one for me, because there was headlines saying that because of the fall in the pound, people are not, you know, are changing their holiday patterns. So, you know, it is pretty expensive if it's near 1-to-1 on the euro to make those city trips. But if this story is real news rather than fake news, then go with it.
Okay, next slide. So Drax dividend decision proves a drag on investors. That's the Financial Times. Matt, what do you have to say about that?
Well, Drax numbers yesterday, they were okay, but reviewing the dividend. And for a utility stock, for a yield play, funds aren't going to like that.
There's nothing worse than that, really.
Yeah, that's not good for them.
Okay, next slide. So yesterday, Italy's lower house of parliament approved €20 billion worth of state aid for its banking sector. The money, complying with state aid rules, may take the form of liquidity guarantees, capital injections and emergency cash loans, according to a Bloomberg report. So good or bad news for Italy?
Good news for them, but it's another blank check. Italy, obviously, issues there. And we're looking at Greece this weekend. It's going to be Brinkmanship again.
It's just awful. I think they could put money into any sector other than the banking sector. You know, it's been clear over the last 8 years that banks don't want to lend money to SMEs, which is where, you know, that grows the economy. Mm-hmm. They'll lend it to anybody else, including themselves. It's a total waste of money, a total waste of time, and it doesn't create any employment, doesn't do anything. And it's just very sad that, I mean, that's the reason we have populism. Presumably, a 5-star or somebody comes in, they're not going to do these stupid things anymore. But in the meantime, we have the status quo.
More money down the pan.
Yeah.
We'll see how that plays out. Okay, moving on. So US markets, the weekly review. So short-term indicators are strong with a consolidation into the end of the week. Medium-term breadth indicators remain healthy with general uptrends and the S&P, the S&P 500 support at 23,000, resistance at 24.
I think this is a bet. I mean, if the market continues to go up in the US, it's a bet on the Fed not raising interest rates quickly or by a great amount, and also the idea that inflation, it goes with growth. So those are the two things. But the only issue for me is now whether Trump's wheels coming off the wagon, ranting, those sorts of things are going to get bad enough to affect the market. So far, it hasn't. But there's just that. I think that's the cloud on the horizon.
I think it's a bit of profit taking into the end of the week. The US and Canada are on holiday on Monday, so markets closed. So I think maybe a bit of get some cash off the table ahead of that long weekend. Who knows what Trump's going to say over it. So a little bit of a risk-off feeling in the market at the moment.
Okay, next slide. So the economic calendar. Well, earlier today we had the UK retail figures out. What were we looking at there?
Weaker than expected, actually. Headline numbers a lot weaker for January. People weren't getting out in the sales.
Well, I think they've spent all their money after Christmas and Black Friday and Cyber
Monday. It's all going on food and oil, apparently. Well, that's where the inflation is.
And over to the US, we've got the leading indicators and Baker Hughes US rig count. Anything exciting?
Well, the rig count just is the state of the oil industry, which has been booming, really, since Trump came back. That's a negative for the oil price. Well, it would be, but it's so
it
far.
Seems the other way around.
So far, no. So far, no.
Okay, next slide. So, Zach, the FX sentiment, what's catching your eye there?
Well, I think for the last, I think probably since the start of the year, I've been looking for gold to go higher, 1220 to be broken, and after that, I just sort of see it heading for the stars. And in contrast to that, the punters at OANDA are getting less and less bullish. So it doesn't quite make sense to me, but hopefully it's a contrary indicator. The other thing to note here, people going much more bullish on the pound and dollar Canadian, betting on the pound holding 124, which is the 50-day moving average, and betting on US dollar Canadian holding above 130, which is a reasonable bet, has been a reasonable bet to make. On the other side, euro-dollar has been looking quite strong, and they are tipping towards the bearish side, so that is a questionable situation there. But those are the highlights for me.
Okay, moving on to the charts now. So the S&P 500, Zach?
Rising trend channel there. It's heading towards, 2500 there at the top of the channel. It is overbought, but that trend and that after that such consolidation, the higher highs and lows, you just wouldn't, you know, there's no point betting against it. You'll just wait, you know, if you don't like it, you just wait for dips. Otherwise, you're just following the trend.
Yep. Okay, next slide. So the China yuan.
Looks like a head and shoulders there, but looks like it's falling back, which I presume is what the Chinese are looking for. But I mean, for me, that top there could actually give us an objective rather lower even than 6.75. So it does actually look quite bearish.
Okay, I think the next we have the trade of the day.
Ironically, I was calling this higher the other day, but it's actually gapped down. Still in an uptrend here for Standard Chartered, but I do see the bearish indicators there and the bearish divergence in the RSI window as well. So sell around 800 pence with a stop above 820 is a decent risk-reward trade.
Okay, and the next slide. So what are you seeing there? We've got Barrick Developments.
Well, I always like to raise a glass to Deutsche Bank. I always admire their analysis. That's being sarcastic, obviously. Buy recommendation on Barrick Developments is probably about 2 years after it should. Well, it's been a buy for 2 years or more. So no target from them either, which is not particularly helpful. And then a tale of two recommendations from the same company, Kepler-Chevreux, which I haven't really heard of.
It's one of the Chevreux, yeah, Crédit Agricole. It's that.
Understandably, they would change their name. The situation there, BAE Systems, defense plays have been in focus, and with Trump talking about nuclear holocaust, I suppose it is at the front of our minds. Upgrade on the target there, which with BAE Systems, which makes sense. Then on Cobham, they basically the call there hold previously with a £1.60 target, now down to £1.20 after yesterday's profits warning.
20% drop yesterday.
Yes, so that's not looking very pretty.
Super. Zach, Matt, thank you. Coming up next, our proactive investor share of the day.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.